Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Yeah, that was the last threat for the Athletics today. Jason Adam, absolutely perfectly located slider against a good hitter. Brent Rooker struck him out to end the eighth with a runner in scoring position. And Padres hang on for a 2-1 win. Padres are first team in Major League Baseball to 10 wins. Padres will remain in first place in the NL West for a couple of more days since tomorrow's an off day. And Padres are now 5-0. In one-run games this year. That's a good start.
That's a very good start.
Again, I don't want to go back to 2023 because it gets everybody in a bad mood, but 2023 was the year that they could not, for the life of them, win a one-run game. Remember that?
Everybody was like watching for it at the end of the season.
And somebody on this show used to keep saying something like, well, don't worry about it because water will find its level. Guess what? Water didn't find its level until the next year.
Yeah.
And in 2024, last year, Padres were one of the best teams, if not the best, I don't remember exactly, Scrabe, in one-run games last year. I don't know if they were the best, but they were awfully good at one-run games last year. And I'm trying to find
it. I had a stat. Let me go back in the doc from 2 days ago because I have a stat there.
All right, go ahead. What you got? They're 5-0 this year. So, I mean, this is a... This is pretty good.
Okay, so this was from Monday, but in 2023 they were 9-23 in one run.
That's
games.
Right, 9-23. Yeah.
2024 they're 22-19, and now they're 5-0.
22-19 last year. You're right. I thought they were better than that last year.
Me too.
Year.
Me too. Because I have a feeling about it.
I have a feeling that got a little closer, like down the stretch in September. Because for a long time last year they were way over 500 in one run games. Anyway, 5-0 so far this year. And Robert Suarez, let's talk about him for just a second, because, again, mentioned it yesterday, when this season was getting ready to start, what was everybody really concerned about? We can't trust Robert Suarez.
Oh, no.
After last year, the guy, you know, lights out, all-star season, and everybody's like, well, he had a 19 ERA this spring, we can't trust this guy. Guess what? He's pitched in 6 games. He's got 6 saves. How many hits he's allowed so far this year, Scrabe?
I'm going to say 0.
0 is correct. He is the first Padre pitcher ever, to have 6 hitless appearances to start a season.
Wow.
No pitcher, not Trevor, not anybody, has ever gone 6 straight to start the season without allowing a hit.
It's going to be good when Jason Adam takes over that role.
Not bad. There was one last thing that happened in the bottom.
He's moving forward, people.
Yeah, I'm going to go past that. Look, you know I like Jason Adam too, but they're not going to change anything
just,
right now.
I'm poking the bear for no reason.
They're not going to change anything. In the ninth inning, Soderstrom led off with a walk against Suarez. And then the next batter, Shea Langeliers.
He sounds very fancy.
Hit a hard ground ball to third base. Manny bobbled it for a half second, got the throw to second. Iglesias turned, got the double play. Don't know if anybody caught this, but Soderstrom was called out for an illegal slide.
No.
And even had the runner been out or safe at first base, they would have called him out.
Really?
Yes. Soderstrom, when he slid in to Iglesias, lifted his right forearm and just nudged the leg of Iglesias as if to try to throw him a little off stride. The umpire called him out and said the runner at first would have been out. Didn't matter. He was out anyway. I don't know if I love this rule. I don't want second baseman to get hurt, but I don't remember any of them getting hurt back in the day.
Oh, no. Here we go.
When Hal McCray or Chase Utley or one of these guys would do a body roll into the second baseman and carry them out to left field to try to break up a double play. I used to think breaking up a double play was kind of one of the grits and one of the gut plays in baseball. You went in there, you tried to spoil the double play. Now, if you even get a fingernail near the second baseman, they'll ring up the runner at first. Is that better? Or was, you know, maybe what, look, if you ever look up Hal McCray on Willie Randolph, you'll know what's over the line.
That's definitely over the line.
But should we allow guys to at least have a chance to break up the play at second base with that slide? Or should we keep it the way it is, where you can't really even breathe on the guy while he turns the double play?
Okay, let me ask you this.
First of all, I'm not a second baseman because I know what Jay Cronenworth would answer, but I'm asking you as a fan.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If someone took out Jake Cronenworth's knee and he tears his ACL.
I know.
We're going to be pretty angry about it.
Yes,
I like the rules the way they are now because we do need stars to be healthy.
Nobody gets hurt.
We need that.
But I'm just saying I don't remember anybody getting hurt. Willie Randolph.
Willie Randolph didn't get hurt. You can't compare that. It's so much different. They had
a different
mentality. The mentality was just different. Going into a game for these guys, they're not thinking about, hey, at some point I'm going to have to go and barrel through this second baseman so I could stay out of a double play. Like, nowadays, they go to the ballpark, they're not even thinking about that stuff because it's not a part of the game.
You know who I blame for all of it?
Rob Manfred?
No.
Theo Epstein?
Nope.
Buster Posey.
The wimpiest player in baseball,
he's not
Buster
the
Posey.
His leg got broken in half on the field.
Move it out of the way, then.
Move your leg out of the way.
I don't know. I can't be the only one that wouldn't mind seeing a nice little slide at second base that breaks up a double play. It, you know, to me, part of the game of baseball. You're taking so much away. They're taking it all away in football. Pretty soon you're not going to be able to tackle the guy anymore.
Oh, no.
In basketball, you can't commit a foul. And, you know, the poor guy last night got upended and broke his wrist. He was in the hospital.
Bad.
That was bad, actually.
But that was really bad.
That was really bad. But I'm just saying, and you know, Bill Laimbeer used to basically punch guys when they came into the lane. Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, these guys survived. They were tougher. There's one thing you can't argue, that the guys back in that day were tougher.
I don't know.
Than this day.
I don't know. Okay. Reason I don't know is because we don't know how these guys
know how tough they might be.
Yeah, exactly. And they're much more in shape.
We're never gonna find out how tough they are because no one's allowed to touch anybody out there.
There are people that do agree with you about the baseball is soft now narrative.
I think so.
But why do I need to see a guy get taken out for no reason on a routine double play, guys out for the year because someone on June 1st took his knee out or something? I don't understand.
I don't want to see that happen either. Luka Doncic so far has hit 3 threes. He's got 14 points in the first quarter. Returning to Dallas with the Lakers right now, 26-26. Luka just came out of the game for a rest, but he's off to a pretty good start, Scrabe. He's on a 56-point pace, and I have the feeling he would like to score. 56. Despite the fact that, as we noted, the Mavericks put together a really nice tribute video to him prior to the game in Dallas, standing ovation, the whole thing, tears were flowing. But we'll keep an eye on that game for you. All right. Padres win. Dodgers win. 6-5. Kike saved the game today for the Dodgers, by the way, with a diving backhanded play at first base with two runners on in the ninth inning. Great play by Kike. And the Giants won on the walk-off by Yastrzemski over the Reds. So that's kind of where that went today. Padres will get the Rockies and then the Cubs on this homestand. And
I can get this out. Oh, he's reaching for it.
Safely. Monday night.
The Hawaiian shirt. Be careful
this
with
can
it.
Be
the
yours.
Camera cannot figure out the Hawaiian shirt.
Is the camera just having... What do you mean?
If you raise it, it'll fit. Oh, now it's not doing it.
My camera doesn't do anything.
And by the way, you can always watch us on YouTube. Every show on the station, just go to YouTube, search 97.3 The Fan.
Keep in mind, you can get one of these beautiful Padre Hawaiian shirts. I think they're pretty sweet. They come in all sizes, youth large, medium large, extra large, double XL, and Scraby XL.
So you can did you see Mud try to put on the shirt today?
Mud with a little snug.
It was a little snug on Mud. I think they gave him a child small. Yeah, it was so small.
A little snug on Mud today.
I do like the Hawaiian shirt.
They're nice.
My goal is to fit into one of those one day.
All right. Well, you did the SD fat loss, so you're on your way. You lost a lot of weight. You'll be there before you know it. That's coming up. Three games with the Rockies. And then three with the Cubs. Jackson Merrill will not play in the series. He'll be on the injured list, so there's no way he can play, even if he was somehow ready.
Yeah.
If you missed it, Mike Schilt with an update on Fernando and Jake, who both sat out the game today. And if you saw the game last night, you know why they sat out. Fernando hurt his shoulder. He also winced on a swing. So it was the swing and a slide. He had both things that kind of seemed to contribute to this.
I believe the slide came first.
Yeah, don't recall which was first, but whatever had happened, that's what contributed. And Jake just trying to take a swing with that. The ribs still hurting from that hit by pitch over the weekend in Chicago.
The way he looked, I for a second thought he tore his Achilles because he kind of like crumbled a little bit. And it does not look like that feels very good.
Well, as we said earlier, if you have bruised ribs and you were hit with a baseball, you know, at 100 miles an hour in the ribs, you basically can't breathe for the next week.
It's going to leave a mark.
That'll leave a mark. all right. We got to take a break when we come back. What are we going? Masters? What you got? You got anything exciting you want to get to?
We have so much that we could get to. Let's talk about it in the break instead of saying something and then decide that we don't want to talk about that anymore.
We'll also honor...
I reserve the right, Chris.
Okay, thank you, Mike Schilt. We will we will not only bring it back, but we will also honor the great swimming pool company, GL Pools, who sponsor our happy hour when Gwen and Chris resumes after traffic. Tomorrow.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
How's an off day? Don't forget, programming note, tomorrow, 10 a.m., it's the Padre Roundtable, second one of the year. Ben Higgins will host. Stephen Woods, Braden Surprenant, Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, and one Anthony Gwynn Jr.
Pickles!
Yeah, that guy. We'll all be on the roundtable talking Padre baseball tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Give me some meat.
Thank you.
He's going to have, because there's going to be some roundtable pizza.
Oh, yeah. Lots of food for us.
Oh, man.
Lots of food for us.
Oh, man. We got into a conversation before the show with our sales guy.
I know. Rick is a good sales guy who's trying to protect the pizza just for us.
He is, and I appreciate it.
And apparently there are people who work in the building here that have been sneaking in to grab a lot of that round table pizza. So we'll see. But we'll be on the air, the round table from 10 to 11. It is commercial free, all Padre talk tomorrow morning. And if you miss it, you have a meeting somewhere at work, or you know, you're running around, can't hear it, we play it again tomorrow afternoon, commercial free, between 5 and 6 p.m. So two chances to hear the roundtable tomorrow. Dallas 40, Lakers 34, early second quarter. Luka Doncic return to Dallas. Luka had 14 points in the first quarter, hit three threes. He's been resting ever since. Anthony Davis, don't forget that he went to Dallas in the trade. You know what I mean? People kind of forget that.
I kind of did.
Yeah. He's showing up big tonight, Scrabe, with 2 points so far. But it doesn't matter.
Poor guy's under so much pressure, and Dallas, he didn't even ask to be traded.
Dallas is leading, Dallas is leading by 4 now, 40-36. Padres are 10-3. Dodgers are now 10-4. They rallied to beat the Nats today 6-5. Giants are 9-3. So all three teams are within a half game. But the Padres are on top. Giants also rallied today, beat the Reds in 10 innings. Quick note on the Dodgers. Blake Snell goes to the injured list, right? And that has really kind of thrown everything into a bit of a flux for the Dodgers. Now, they brought up a right-hander yesterday, Justin Robleski.
Oh, yeah.
Who apparently had a pretty good spring, et cetera. He was the first guy up to replace the injured Snell. He got racked pretty bad last night by the Nationals.
I like that.
They whacked him all over the place. So he's back in AAA. And Landon Knack was called up today.
He's their other big guy.
And he coughed up three in the first inning. I know that today. Was not around to get the decision. So the Dodgers are kind of, you know, I don't want to say they're in a state of disarray, but you look, they got Tony Gonsolin. They got Clayton Kershaw. They now have Blake Snell. They have some guy named Shohei Ohtani. All of these pitchers.
Tyler Glasnow?
No, Glasnow's pitching. I'm talking about guys that aren't pitching.
Yeah, these guys are waiting in the wings.
You've almost got three Hall of Fame pitchers sitting there on the sidelines right now. Ohtani, Kershaw, Snell might be a little early for the Hall of Fame, but he does have two Cy Youngs. And, you know, it's interesting. And now, Ohtani, don't be looking for him to pitch anytime, even remotely soon. He told reporters yesterday that all he's doing in the bullpen is throwing fastballs now, not even trying anything at the breaking ball variety. That, of course, got all of the writers to quickly go visit Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers.
I'm sure he sees the contingent and, coming towards him. Like, oh,
yes,
great.
Here we go.
Here we go. I got to explain Shohei.
Oh,
again.
My God. Shohei just said he's only throwing fastballs. What's going on, Dave? Dave said, as you might imagine, any good manager, Dave said, quote, I think he's actually in a good place.
Oh, good job.
Of course, he says it very positively. However, he also then goes on to say that the whole goal for Shohei Ohtani to pitch again is for him to be, quote, firing on all cylinders toward the end of the season through October. That lets me believe
they're saving him.
Shohei Ohtani's not going to pitch until maybe August or September at the earliest. I don't think the Dodgers are going to even risk it with him.
They shouldn't.
Well, I don't really see any reason why they would rush him, but the fact is Kershaw's not there yet. Gonsolin's not there yet. Snell's hurt right now. And the Dodgers are pitching, you know, guys that are not automatic, which is what they had the first
they're
eight
the
games
unproven
of the
guys.
Right, the first eight games of the season, it was just like, you know, sweeping everybody
up. Yamamoto, you got Roki.
Yes, but now, well, Roki has still been a question mark.
He had a better outing on
better
Saturday.
In his third outing, but
his
first,
Dragon Fork, remember?
First two weren't very good. Dodgers have gone they went two and four on their road trip to Philadelphia and Washington. Padres went 3-3 on theirs. So you can look at it from that perspective and, you know, be happy about what the Padres were able to accomplish on this. Again, they lost the first two. So to get 3-3 and win today without half your team, pretty good. I'll take it.
I want to go back to Shohei for a second. Do we even really, I mean, this is his second Tommy John surgery. Do we even really know
is
if
he going
he's
going to pitch?
Be, if he's going to be the same guy that won a... Did he win a Cy Young? I don't think he did.
No, he hasn't won a Cy Young.
But he's been
he's
good.
He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. He started the All-Star game as a pitcher a few years ago. Remember, he faced Fernando to lead off the game.
Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Ohtani is going to get a crack at pitching again. And almost everybody that does a Tommy John or two seems to come back stronger. There's something weird about that procedure that doesn't limit guys when they return. Most guys return and their arm is not just the same. It's even a little better. So I don't think there's anything to suggest yet that he won't be able to, you know, still get the job done. But it's going to be a while more before they're ready to really test that arm and, you know, bring him, get him out there. He's not throwing any curveballs at all yet.
I was reading about Spencer Strider and his recovery from everything. And there's a new surgery for Tommy John. Where it's like, it's not the original one that they had been doing for years. Because I guess, you know, Aaron Rodgers got like some sort of internal brace on his Achilles. And I think it's somewhat similar. And Joe Musgrove actually threw for the first time since Tommy John surgery yesterday.
Yeah, but he's not throwing breaking balls.
No, God, right. No. He's just playing.
Playing catch. Happy Hour is brought to you by our friends, GL Pools. They are the swimming pool experts, and they are trusted by thousands of San Diegans. They've been doing it for 20 years, since 2006. All right? Baseball's back, so is swim season. So call now, GL Pools. And when you call, mention the word radio. That's it. Say, hi, how are you? I'm calling GL Pools. It's me and the family. Just want to say radio before we start the conversation.
And then this goes off. In the office.
Don't know about that. But
I don't know either.
But you, who said radio, get yourself a free month of pool service with GL Pools.
It was warm today. It was almost
day.
A pool-type day.
Been absolutely beautiful the last couple of days in San Diego. Although I was talking to somebody around here. Oh, it was you who said that, you know, with taxes being what they are in San Diego, you might be considering a move to Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
We were talking before the show.
And I'm like, well, go ahead. And it's a free country. If you really want to live there with the lower taxes, please feel free.
Well, I mean...
otherwise, stop complaining.
I just finalized... Yes, I'm a little late, but I just finalized my taxes today.
Yeah.
And I was notified... I usually get refunds. Obviously, I'm not going to tell anyone how much I owe, but I do owe.
You owe too much, yeah.
Is not fun.
You owe enough to be thinking about moving to Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Yeah, so I told Chris I was going to move to Sheboygan because we should get some sort of discount on our taxes. Anyway, this is a whole conversation that I don't understand.
Yeah, we're never going to get a discount in San Diego on the taxes because of days like
this.
There's
no more. I can't even begin to tell you, Chris, how depressing it is to owe money to the government.
Well, you were taking money from the government all year long. You were taking more than your share. And
now, is that right?
And now you're paying your share back. Yes.
Someone said have more kids. I need to have one kid. You get tax breaks. Also, I guess if you're married, you get tax breaks.
I don't know. I've been married. I've never seen anything that adds up to too much of a tax break.
Because Lori puts the refund into her account.
Here's the bottom line, though, Scraby. We all have to pay taxes. It's part of the world. So just do your part. If you're paying too much in April, then take some more out during the year so that when April comes around, you don't get in this situation. Don't you have tax people to help you with this?
I don't throughout the year. I have someone that does it at the end of the year because I have had a side business in 2024.
Tell somebody. Well, then you should have set aside money
from that side,
but not enough.
I also did deductions on my paycheck
Basically, what was happening during the year 2024 is that you were taking advantage of the system by keeping more money than you should have. That's it.
What about them? That's why you're
paying your taxes now.
About the $5 gas that I'm paying?
It's the old move to Sheboygan. It's $2.20.
When we were in Arizona, that $2.85 looked amazing.
Move to Arizona.
$2.85. Right? You know what? I might. Will you guys let me do a remote into the show from Arizona?
Yeah.
Will the bot?
Look, you can do the show from anywhere as long as it's not here. I'd be very happy about that.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. But then someone's going to have to run the board. It will never happen. It's just very, very, very depressing today.
All right. Yeah, well, it's coming up on April 15th.
At least the Padres won.
April 15th, a lot of people get depressed. But the reason you do is because you weren't paying enough money during the year.
If anybody wants to know what my side business is or wants to give me business, hit me up.
Do you also? Yeah, right. Do you know that if you take too much money out during the year, on April 15th, you would actually get money from the government?
I know.
There is a way to do that if that's what you prefer.
Isn't it called a refund?
Yeah, well, you get money back because you gave too much to the system during the year.
I love those days.
Well, try that then next year, and then on April 15th, you'll be celebrating.
I tried. I got tax advice last year, and anyway.
All right, I'm hooking you up with a real tax person. I don't know who you're talking
Dominic
to.
Said,
They're not helping you very
Dominic
much.
Dominic said if I moved to Sheboygan or Arizona, who would print out Chris's sheets that he never looks at?
I'm looking at it, Dominic. It's right here. Looking at the sheet right now.
He is. He even read the GL Pools read off the sheet. But who grabbed the sheet today?
You did. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right. Break time. We're a little late for break time. When we come back,
yes, we are.
Chris versus the Fans, special 5:30 edition. If you've never played Chris versus the Fans, simple. You call in 833-288-0973. You get a chance to answer a couple of trivia questions. You get them right or I get them wrong. You could find yourself on the way to Las Vegas. It's next. All right, we got 90 minutes to go. Special bonus hour of Gwen and Chris, although Scraby will run most of the last hour of the show because that should be the Scraby Chronicles. Padres over the Athletics today, 2-1. RBIs today, Oscar Gonzalez, his first as a Padre, with a single that bounced in front of the diving center fielder, J.J. Blade. The other run that came in today, and I didn't talk about it in the notes on a scorecard, but I should mention it, was on a sacrifice fly by Gavin Sheets. That would not have happened had Xander Bogaerts, on the previous fly ball, not tagged up and moved from second to third.
True.
And, you know, you and I talk about, you ask me all the time, what's smart base running, what's not smart base running, do you get mad when they're out, type of thing. When you're on second base with nobody out, and somebody hits a short fly ball, which happened there, that is when you have to go for it. because the advantages of getting to third with one out are so big
yeah.
that it's worth risking a perfect throw that could get you out.
Good point.
And I will tell you, Xander Bogaerts on a perfect throw from the right fielder there, Butler, may have been out. It was just the throw was wide of the base, and Xander slid in. This is what the Padres have been doing this year and doing it well. They're making other teams make a perfect play. Now, because of that, they've had a couple guys thrown out for sure. But today, it helped them win a game. Because if he doesn't tag from second to third, then Gavin Sheets' fly ball is harmless.
Yeah.
So, you know, good play by Xander. But more than anything, just, you know, to me, it's kind of the way this team operates that has been helping it win and helping it win, you know, these one-run games. They're 5-0 in one-run games.
Do you think it's a Xander decision to do that, or is it a coaching decision to
That's Xander. He's been around long enough to know
he's got instincts.
That he has any chance to get to third, he's going to go for it. But it's also, I think, put into, you know, every base runner's head by Mike Shildt and the staff that when there's a chance,
take it.
Take it.
Yep.
And that was a good, unless it's stupid. And what I mean by that is you're down 9-1, you hit a single, and you try to stretch it into a double. That's dumb. But in this case, perfect timing to take a risk, and it paid off in the 2-1 victory ultimately. All right, here's what's coming up. Chris versus the fans, and you're going to get a chance. Do I have the right stuff, Scrape, for a change?
You do today, yeah. For a change!
Well, it's the last couple of days. It's been a little off.
It's been off.
Yes. You'll be qualified for a grand prize if you win today. That's two tickets to one of three bands.
Mm-hmm.
You can see either Disturbed, you can see Ghost, or you can see Pantera, which I believe was your choice.
Yes.
They're all playing in Las Vegas. You'll also get a two-night stay at the MGM Grand.
Wow.
Big doings there. They don't even let guys like me in the door there.
The security comes and gets you.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, photos on the wall. Like, get him out of here. MGM Grand in Las Vegas. You'll also get a $150 gift card. Tickets for all three shows are now available at Ticketmaster.com or get qualified right now.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San.
Did we do traffic yet?
No.
Oh, well, then go do.
I don't know why I didn't.
Keep going, and then we'll get into Chris versus the fans.
Chris, I think my brain left my head earlier this week because I don't have one anymore.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Listen.
Hey, guys. guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
That, for those of you who don't know, is not the open to Chris versus the fans.
Don't know what's happening.
Scraby
this
is
week.
Behind. This has been beside himself. I mean,
this has been maybe the worst week I've.
No,
had
it has
in you've, show history.
You've been this bad many times before.
No, not this bad. This is real bad.
There we go.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win if you're a first-time player. That was a good one. Let us know before you get into the first question, and you will get that question for free. You'll start on number two is what I'm saying.
All right.
All right. Let's get to our first contestant. Let's go to Marshall. Hello, Marshall.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, very good. Well, good. For me, it's going very well. For Scraby, it's a bit of a battle.
Yeah.
But I wish Tony was here because I'm a first-time player.
First-time player. We'll tell Tony that you were on, and then he'll and then celebrate
Tony
tomorrow.
Tony would be like, player.
He'd be, no, he goes crazy. He goes crazy. All right. Good luck, Marshall. You're already on the second question.
That's right. Here we go.
All right.
Okay, this is not my fault. It's labeled Chris versus the fan's bed.
Just ask the question, Scraby. Marshall doesn't care about all of the bells and whistles.
I can't today.
He just wants to get a question.
All right, Marshall. Who broke up at least 81 no-hitters with a home run?
Ooh.
It's a riddle inside of a question.
It is a riddle inside of a question, Marshall. There's one player that 81 times broke up a no-hitter. We know this for a fact.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he might have done it more, but we know he did it at least 81 times.
Yes, I think Chris knows who this is.
I do, but I'm hoping Marshall comes up with it to stay alive.
Ty Cobb?
Ty Cobb, you know, he was thinking in the right direction, but he just didn't get the right guy.
Should I give him another question?
Give him another chance. Because
I'm actually going to give you a hint, too.
No hints, but you're in the right direction, Marshall. Try one more guess.
The only other prolific hitter I can think of before Ted Williams.
Ted Williams. Okay, so you weren't on the track. No, the reason this is a riddle because it had to be a leadoff hitter who breaks up the no-hitter. There's got to be no hits when he comes up. And Ricky Henderson hit 81 leadoff home runs, which means he immediately broke up a no-hitter.
Marshall, I'm going to give you – that was an unfair question, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him a first-time player card for the next time.
Okay. How do you like that, Marshall? Next time you call, be a first-time player again.
Just say, hey, Scraby, remember that day you were terrible on the board and that you got the questions wrong? Well, you gave me another free player card. So.
All right, so you get a first-time.
Well, I'm thinking that it was somebody before, you know, like hits were – or no-hitters were really –
That's
a tough question.
That was a diabolical question on my part.
A little diabolical. You'll be a first-time player next time. Thanks for playing, Marshall. Please play again.
Yes.
On we go.
Let's go to our next contestant, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not too much.
Hanging in there.
Here we go. Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
What number does Xander Bogaerts wear?
Oh, boy. Oh, man. Two?
Two.
X gonna give it to you.
That's it.
X gonna give it to you. Is
I
that
love
a,
it.
Is
that's
that
a DMX song.
Okay.
And it's his walk-up song, I believe.
X
all right, nice job, Ryan. Here we go to question number two.
Good job, Ryan.
What team has Max Scherzer played for longest in his career?
Oh, God, he's played for like 15 teams.
But which team has he played for longest?
That's a tough one right there.
I'm going to say Tigers.
He goes with the Tigers.
Los
here.
Tigres. Stay there.
Nationals.
He has been on.
I said Nationals. Oh. I don't know. Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry, Ryan.
That was one, you know what I would tell future players?
Yes.
That was one where you might have been better off not guessing.
Oh, because he gave it to him?
Well, he didn't give it to me, but I was in between Nationals and Tigers.
Okay.
So when he said Tigers and was wrong, that left
me
with Nationals.
I don't even remember him with the Tigers, but I think that was actually my...
He was there for a while.
My dark years.
We could look. Yeah, we could look it all up, but I'm not.
It's fine. Let's go to our next contestant on my screen here. It says Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hey guys, what's up?
Not too much. You ready to play?
Yes, sir. I'm a first time player.
First time player. Very good. 5 years. 5 years in Detroit, Max Scherzer.
Uh huh.
And 7 in Washington.
Yes.
All right, off you go.
What is the highest finish Dylan Cease has ever had in Cy Young voting?
This is the first question?
Second question.
Boy, that's... Ooh, boy.
Well, he won... Oh, no. Second?
I was going to say he finished second. Did he?
He sure did.
He did. Very good.
I got to say, Chris was on this year. Because he was like, I like this Dylan Cease guy.
That was the year I predicted him to be like a breakout star, and you guys hadn't heard of him. It was one of the few I've ever got right. But he finished second. He's also finished fourth when he was with the Padres last year.
Yes.
Which is why I don't know why you're, you know, saying he's inconsistent. It's pretty good fourth.
Okay.
Off you go.
Did you see him in the playoffs?
I did.
I don't know why I said that. I like Dylan Cease.
That was pretty cool.
I don't really want to take shots at him because I do like him. I think
next
he's a
time
cool
I
guy.
See him, I'm going to mention it.
He's going to be like, who?
And I'm also going to tell him to shave his beard.
Okay, here we go. Final question for Adam.
For the win, Adam.
This is one of my finest questions, I think.
Ever.
Yeah.
I thought the Ricky Henderson one was good because there was a riddle involved.
That was a very
impressive question.
Here it is, Adam.
Here's this one.
Three Padres relievers have not given up an earned run so far this season. Name all three.
Okay. Three guys have not given up an earned
relievers.
Run. Yeah, relievers.
Golly.
It's early in the season.
You can also pass to Chris if you don't want to give him any ideas. But if you have a guess, you should take your guess.
Take your guess. If you got a guess, I would take it.
I would say Robert Suarez.
That's one.
Let's see. Morejon.
Okay. Morejon. That's two. One more guess.
And, man.
Eighth inning guy.
Eighth inning. Estrada?
Estrada.
All right. Stay there just in case Chris doesn't know this.
I may not.
Really?
I know it's Suarez because he hasn't even given up a hit yet. I know it's Jason Adam because he never gives up a run. The third guy that hasn't given up a run yet could be, I think Estrada gave up a home run just the other night. And I think Morejon gave up a run
over the weekend
at some point. Matsui gave up one last night. So the only guy left is Peralta, Wandy Peralta.
Wandy Peralta.
Yeah, Wandy Peralta is my guest number three.
Adam.
Close.
That was close.
That's funny that Adam didn't know Jason Adam.
That is kind of funny.
Sorry about that, Adam.
All right, we're going to go tiebreaker.
Let's
go with Wandy Peralta.
All right, let's go.
I don't know much about his career, to be honest. I know he played for the Yankees.
You know his nickname?
Wandy?
Wonderful.
Oh.
No, I don't think that is.
Oh, I was like, what? You knew that?
I think it should be, if it's not.
Okay, Wandy Peralta.
Name is La Grasa.
He played for the Giants?
Wandy.
Weird. Okay, here all we right. go. Let's
what
get
you got
to our
from
contestant.
Wendy? What do you got? Oh, we got to get a contestant.
Yeah, let's go to Daniel. Hello, Daniel.
Daniel, you're the tiebreaker
Hello.
Contestant today.
All right.
Make
you
sure he knows
stay
how
right
to
there. Yes.
Use the tiebreaker because there could be some first-time listeners to Chris
yes.
versus the fans
So here's
today.
How the tiebreaker works. I'm going to ask Chris for a number off of Wandy Peralta's career. Chris is going to guess whatever the answer is, and then Daniel is going to try and guess if the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said.
All right.
All right. Here we go, Daniel.
What do we got for
Chris,
wonderful Peralta?
How many saves has he had in his career?
How many years has Wandy Peralta been toiling in the big leagues?
Toiling.
He's not ever been a closer, I don't think. So I'm going to say two or three a year, 25 in between.
25
saves in his career.
Daniel, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower.
You said 25, right?
I did. He got
nice
it.
Nice job,
Daniel. You win, and there's usually a round of applause that goes with that. There it is.
He had
a late arriving round of applause, but you got it in.
I have to triple check what I'm clicking right now, Chris, because I'm clicking every wrong button. He had 13 saves in his career.
That's all, huh?
Yeah.
All right. He's been pitching in middle to middle relief most of the time.
He got 8 with the Yankees or 11 with the Yankees. So
I don't
most
know.
Of
Has he had one
there.
With the Padres? Not this year, but.
No.
Has not. Did no. not have one last
not
year.
Not even, no.
Okay, Daniel, good for you. Stay on the line. You will qualify for the trip to Las Vegas. We'll play Chris vs. the Fans again tomorrow. We have a full show tomorrow, regular 2 to 6 time slot.
Yes.
By the way, since we have a moment for the top of the hour.
What you got?
Well, I've got Luka Doncic going out of his mind.
He is.
He's going absolutely out of his mind. Now, tonight is the game that the Lakers are back in Dallas.
Oh, Tony's on a plane right now, too.
Oh, you don't leave him a message because he's going to want to see this, you know, without knowing what happened. Luka Doncic, with the Lakers leading 60-57 at halftime, Doncic has 31 points already. He's 6 of 8 on threes.
He can hit
balling.
Threes, but 6 of 8.
6 of 8. He's got 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. And 31 big ones at the half. And we're kind of watching the game out of the corner of our eye here. They're just going to him. It's not like, you know, they're going to try to win the game. They got to win the game. It's an important game for the Lakers. But you can tell that they're all kind of just getting out of his way right
and
now.
Everyone is just feeding him and making everything.
That's what I mean. He's making everything. LeBron only has 8 points so far. But Doncic has 31 of the 60. Now, before we, you know, completely torture the Mavericks like they're doing on the telecast, by the way.
They keep showing the general manager.
They keep showing the Mavericks general manager, Nico Harrison. The only thing they're not doing when they show him is putting a sign up that says, I'm with stupid. Do you know what I mean?
I think they're afraid someone's going to harm him.
They keep showing this guy, like, to, what, drive home the point that he shouldn't have traded Luka?
I don't know.
It seems really unfair, honestly, to me.
He was on the screen for a good 5 minutes straight.
Just every time Luka makes a basket, they keep showing the guy. And, look, he made a trade. It's been wildly unpopular in Dallas. The whole thing, we know the story. But Anthony Davis went to the Mavericks, and if they were to get the Anthony Davis and had Kyrie stayed healthy, you cannot guarantee me that Dallas wouldn't have been able to do something this year. But Davis got hurt immediately. Kyrie's out for the season. So, yes, predictably, Dallas is bad now. But Nico Harrison continues to be the butt of all jokes in Dallas, and Luka's not helping making it any easier for him tonight. With 31 on the board at halftime.
Like, come on, Luka. You couldn't, like, you know, score 20.
You know,
Doncic, 31.
You know, Doncic has a 70-point game in his career.
I did know that. I didn't remember it until you said it.
I'm pretty sure he did it against the Hawks, which was the team that drafted him and then traded him to Dallas.
So he likes revenge games.
He kind of remembered that, yes. All right. Final hour of our show includes a big five and also our Masters golf draft.
Yes.
All of it's still ahead. Stick around.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.